Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 9th, 2021. I'm Rich Strappolino. India's Supreme Court ruled that Amazon and Walmart-owned Flipkart must face antitrust investigations previously ordered by the Competition Commission of India, or CCI, last year. The companies had argued that CCI did not have sufficient evidence for the investigations. Apple updated its FAQ, stating that its newly announced client-side scanning technology coming to iOS and macOS is limited to child sexual abuse material stored in iCloud, and we will not accede to any government's request to expand it. The company said the images it uses to create hashes for scanning come from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and other child safety organizations, with the same list maintained over all devices to prevent individual targeting. John Deere announced it will acquire autonomous farming heavy machinery company Bear Flag Robotics. To fill a gap in farm labor, Bear Flag developed autonomous farm robotics and has begun a limited deployment in California. Beijing prosecutors brought a civil public interest lawsuit against Tencent's WeChat, saying the app's youth mode does not comply with Chinese laws to protect minors, although no specific violations were listed. The mode limits minors from playing games, making payments, and location sharing. Tesla now lists its forthcoming Cybertruck shipping in 2022, originally announced as shipping this year. CEO Elon Musk had previously said on an earnings call in January that the company would only be able to ship Cybertrucks in 2021 if we get lucky. The Korea Times' sources say Apple is in talks with multiple Korean EV component manufacturers. Apple is reportedly looking into partnerships in the semiconductor and display sectors with SK Innovation, LG Electronics, and Magna International named in the report. Google Cloud moved the unattended project reminder feature into public preview, which scans API, network, and user activity to find cloud computing projects no longer in use. This feature can save organizations from paying for unneeded resources, but also addresses security issues of leaving networked instances online. The feature looks at a variety of signals to determine if a project is actually unattended or intentionally has a low level of activity. According to Firefox's public data report, the browser has 198 million monthly active users in Q2 2021, down 46 million since January 2019. The web traffic analysis site StatCounter shows Firefox's global market share down 1.2% to 3.45% over the same period. The latest beta for Valve's Steam VR adds support for floating desktop windows for other apps inside VR games. Previously, Steam VR supported in-game application windows, but these were virtually attached to VR controllers. Facebook announced that users can now export images to PhotoBucket and event listings to Google Calendar. This comes as part of Facebook's support for the data transfer project. Facebook already supports exporting images to Google Photos, Dropbox, Blogger, and WordPress. Spotify clarified it plans to support AirPlay 2 on its iOS app, although it did not give a timeline when the feature would be available. A Spotify rep had previously said audio driver compatibility would make it impractical to add the feature in the foreseeable future. Valve Steam Deck designer Greg Coomer confirmed the company is working to bring Windows 11 support to the device. The company is currently working with AMD to make sure Trusted Platform Module is supported at the BIOS level for the OS. Razer showed off its RGB-infused N95 mask dubbed Project Hazel at CES this year. Ahead of its release, the mask is now named the Razer Zephyr. The design is somewhat bulkier than the initial Project Hazel concept and comes with a wireless charging case with sterilizing UV lights inside. Razer also announced a beta test program for Zephyr, although no pricing or actual release date has been announced. And finally, Microsoft will stream a Gamescom event on August 24th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, promising new looks at upcoming games that have been previously announced. The stream comes the day before Gamescom opening night live showcase on August 25th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.